We had Simcha in the family this past week. I should say, actually, a couple days ago, Rosh Chodesh, my oldest son Yehuda, he put on tefillin for the first time. He said, Nachas tefillin, by my Rebbe. And I'm thinking a lot about tefillin, Bechlal. I actually had a remez at the time that I wanted to share with you, and this Torah is based on the remez from that whole experience. Ties into Tzvius Omer as well. Of course, we know that there's Tfilin de Rashi, Tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam. And there's a whole Shiloh, which is the real Tfilin. Who is the real Tfilin? Who's not the real Tfilin? Comes along the Arizal, has a Kabbalah from Eliyahu Navi, the Shneim Emes, but they're both Emes. They have different Sharoshim from where they come from. But Me'olam, the Yidden always wore Tfilin de Rashi and Tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam. And then when it came along, different Kufas, and different tzaros in Klai Yisrael, so as Nishkachach Torah Yisrael. And there's Masu Matan on this as well. Rav Yaakov Moshe Hillel claims that really, although there was both Tfilin de Rashi, Tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam, Tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam was only worn by Chassidim, but Chassidim means, you know, the Tzaddikim of the Dor, as Shulchan Aruch puts it, that only person is a Chassid, surely Tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam. Be it as it may, there's a place on the head for both tefillin, Chazal tell us. And many tzaddikim, people wear both tefillin simultaneously. Everybody has different minhagim, le'inyin zeh. But what's niskabel is that there's tefillin derashi, tefillin derabbeinu tam, and shneim emes. When it comes to the pratim of tefillin, of course, there's a whole shaila regarding tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, whether this is two mitzvahs, whether this is one mitzvah. Does it warrant one bracha? Does it warrant two brachas? The machlokes rishonim, as it brought down on the Shulchan Aruch. And the emes is that really it can be said about tefillin, the hainu, the tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad, very similar to that which it said about Tfilin Rashi, Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam. That in essence, Shneim Emes, that really Tfilin is really one mitzvah, which is really two mitzvahs. Now you'll say, is it either two mitzvahs or it's one mitzvah? But Tfilin comes from a place where in its roots, it's really one inyan. Happens to be that there are two batim. But in its roots, it's really one mitzvah and also two mitzvahs. And like many things in Torah, elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, what that means is that in the roots of where these things come from, it can be seen mamish as two, which is one. And this is the whole secret of the Yichud of Hashem. It's called Achas divrei Elokim shtayim zu shamati. That there's a concept of one, which is really two. That there's no steer between two and one is two. Tefillin comes from such a place. It's in that sense that Chazal tell us that Tfilin is Shokol Keneged Kol Mitzvos HaTorah. That really the whole secret of Torah Mitzvos Bechlal is to impress upon a person the Yichud of Hashem, this idea of what's called Yichud Kuchibichu Shchinte, that although you may see Kuchibichu and Shchinte, which seems like two, it's really called Yichud Kuchibichu Shchinte. It's really the secret of oneness. And that's really the Sod of Echad. The Sod of Echad is that you can have the diversity, but at the same time it's all really part of one thing. So in MS, really this tefillin derashi, tefillin derabbeinu tam, shneim MS. This tefillin shel rosh and this tefillin shel yad, and it's shneim MS. That it's really two mitzvahs, and it's also one mitzvah, but it's two mitzvahs, which is one. The whole Indian by the Chassidim and the paskin that we make one bracha, and that one bracha is kol both tefillin, is because really, by the Chassidim, this is a klal in Chassidus, which is always noted towards the Sod, is that the Sod is always trying to impress upon us the inyan of Achdus, the inyan of oneness. And whenever there's a diversity in a place where there's a oneness, so the derech of Chassidus is always to emphasize the oneness. That we don't look at the period Shibadavar, we look at the Achdus Shibadavar. So Mimela, since we can see it from both perspectives, where the Tfilin Shal Yah, Tfilin Shal Rosh, is this really one? Is this really two? And shneim emes. However, in halacha, in the lamaisa of it, the hanhagi is that we make one bracha, and it's kodal both tefillins, again, to impress upon us, to bring out the nekud of achdus. That always in a place of period, we want to focus on the achdus shabo, and not on the period shabo. The same thing is true when it comes to Chol HaMoed, when it comes to tefillin. If a machlekes, whether or not we wear tefillin during Chol HaMoed or not, machlekes the Rosh and the Ravid. And it would seem, according to Rav Yishonim, that we should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. However, the custom by the Chassidim is not to, and there's no question about that. Yet in many circles, it's prevalent to wear tefillin. And of course, we have different minyanim at times, the whole shadow of losis godudu. But again, it's the same here when it comes to this aspect of tefillin, the hainu on Chol HaMoed, is that what is the nature of Chol HaMoed exactly? Is it moed? Yes. But it's the chol of the moed, so it's also chol. So what is it? Is it really chol or is it really moed? And that's really a question of perspective. What do we emphasize? Are we emphasizing the chol of the moed? Or are we emphasizing the moed of the chol? Which is ikr, which is tafel? So whenever there's a shayla of kedusha versus chol, it's similar to the aspect of period and achdus. The emphasis by the chassidim and al-pisod, the chassidus especially, is to be madgish the inyan of the moed. To be magdish the ikr is that we make the inyan of kedusha, and that the chol should be bottled to the kedusha. So therefore, when it's a shayla of chol HaMoed, tefillin or not tefillin, so if it's mitzad the chol of the moed, so you put on tefillin. Mitzad the moed of the moed, so you don't put on tefillin. Just like any other day of Yantiv. But the chassidim, they emphasize always in an irbuv of tovin ra, of kedusha and chol, that the ikr is the kedusha. And so therefore, since it's a day of kedusha, it's the moed shabo that we're focusing on. The meila, the chol is bottled to the moed, and there's no din tefillin. Right? The inyan of the misnagdim is always to look at more of the practical, is to look at the period shabo, which is really like, in certain ways, even the chiddush shabo is in mitzad halacha shabo, and that is to factor in the chol shabo. And the meila mitzad the chol shabo, there's an aspect of tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It's very interesting, the seder which we have, that we put on tefillin, that we paskin, that the tefillin shel yad comes before the tefillin shel rosh, as it says in the pasuk. But we do so in a way where we interrupt the inyan of the shel yad, and we're only mesayim the inyan of the shel yad on the hand after we first put on the tefillin shel rosh. Now, of course, the ikar mitzvah is the kshira al yad, and really what we do on the fingers and on the hand is more minog, to be mashed in the shem shakai. However, you would think that kivin shehischav a mitzvah, since you started the mitzvah, you should be mesayim it. You should put on the in yad entirely and then put on the shel rosh. But that's not how we do things. We do the yad, the rosh, and we come back to the yad. So it could be that al pipinyas, the inyan is as follows. That the shel yad and the shel rosh, of course, correspond to the two melachim, the two eivarim shahanefesh tali behem, the rosh eivarim, mikol rosh eivarim, and that's the mayach and the lev. And of course, the mayach and the lev, they're like shnei melachim on the body. And it's really a shaila, not just in pnimius, but also in halacha, who is the true king between the mayach and the lev? In halacha, we find this when it comes to brain death. What constitutes death in halacha? Is brain death death, or is it not? Or is only when the heart stops beating? So, we pass on the halacha that brain death is not death, and death is of the heart. And that's very interesting. Psak bizmanazeh, not getting into why that is, I don't mean interesting in that it's questionable. I mean that is truly so al pi chassidus, as we'll see momentarily. But what we're bringing out here is that who is the real melech? Is the lev the melech? Or is the mayach the melech? And the emphasis is that they correspond to kahuna and to malchus. We find by Yocheven and by Miriam, Shifra Pua, the Torah tells us that in the Tzchad, they didn't kill the Jewish babies, vayas lahem batim, then Hashem made them batim. Rashi brings some chazal, batim kahuna, batim malchus. And this idea of Vayaslahem Batim is also a reference to the Batei HaTfilin. That the Batim of the Tfilin, the two Batim, are Keneged Malchus and Kahuna. Malchus is Keneged the Lev. The Lev is called the Melech. And the Mayach is Keneged the Kahuna. So it's important to note that in the same way that the Jewish people, that we run primarily by the leading of two tzaddikim, which is Moshe and Aharon, and even in Tkufas where there was no service in the Beis HaMikdash, there was no Kohen Gadol, there was no Melech, there was always a Nasi and Av Beis Din, as we know from the Mishnayos and Chagiga, Shammai and Hillel, that Klal Yisrael is always being run biad shtayim. It's a hanhaga achas biad shtayim. That there's the Melech and the Kohen, which are connected, of course, the Shemesh and the Yareach. The Shemesh is connected to Kahuna, and the Yareach is connected to Malchus. That's why a Kohen in Targum is called a Shamosh. Shamosha. And he's connected to Shemesh. The Kohen Gadol is connected to Shemesh. As we see on Yom Kippurim, that when the Kohen Gadol emerged from the Kodesh Kadashim, that his face was Kepnei HaShemesh. That the Kohen Gadol is the Shemesh. In fact, the Meshech Chachma has a brilliant Chiddush. He says, why is it that when it comes to the halachas of Ari Miklat, that a Reitzeach becomes freed with the death of the Kohen Gadol? So he compares it to the din in halacha which we have, that a Tami becomes Tar, b'haravas HaShemesh. So when the sun sets, so then he which is Tami becomes Tar. So since the Kohen Gadol is compared to the Shemesh, so therefore the Ptira of the Kohen Gadol is called like haravas HaShemesh. It's like the setting of the sun. Then in the same way, the setting of the sun allows a Tami to become Tar, it's totally in that, so too, the Ptir of the Kohen Gadol is what's totally in a person who's a Rotzeach coming free. So you see that there's a very clear connection between the Shemesh and the Kohen Gadol, and the Melech is Keneged the Yareach. The Melech is Keneged the Yareach. It's the feminine aspect versus the masculine aspect. What this means for us in Avodas Hashem is the following klal. That Api Primius, really the lave trumps the Kohen Gadol. The lave trumps the Mayach. Like it is in Halacha, that the lave is the Melech, the lave is the true ruler of the body, even higher than the Mayach. In fact, the Mishnah states in Horius that a melech is kohen le kohen gadol. It's kodum le kohen gadol. However, the problem with giving the reins of the malchus to the lev is that the lev has what's called an orlas halev. That there's a klipa which surrounds the lev that's called the yitzahara. The person has a lev ha'evan. And because the lev has a certain tipshus to it, has a certain immaturity, you can say. It's very dangerous to give over the reins of the malchus to a lev who doesn't know what he's doing. He refuses to cooperate. So there's an idea that temporarily we give over the malchus to the moach, calls man that the lev is unbridled. That the lev is a muchen to be mekabel the malchus. And the role, therefore, of the mayach is to, therefore, train and to guide the lev in order to be yaitze from its beis haaser and from its klipa. It's like a rebbe to a talmud, that the lev is the talmud, and the rebbe is the rebbe of that talmud, and the rebbe is entrusted with that talmud in order to raise up that talmud to becoming a tzaddik, halavai even a bigger tzaddik than the Rebbe was. That's one of the things that Gemara says, that a person is not makani, a Rebbe is not makani his Talmud, and the father is not makani his son. And that the role of the Rebbe, the wish of the Rebbe, is that he should be an even higher madriga than he is. So therefore, the potential of the lev is much greater than the mayach. However, the mayach, which is the seichel, is able to see things clearly, whereas the lev, who knows where it'll run with its types. And so therefore, although we really want to give the malchus to the lev, we can't give it to the lev because he's not ready. So in the meantime, we give it over to the mayach. And the role of the mayach is therefore to use good judgment in training the lev to be mekabel the malchus. That's what we say, v'yadata hayoyim v'hashevoyse al vavecha k'Hashem hulokim. The seichel is supposed to learn and to understand and to understand and to know the oneness of Hashem and to impress that upon the lev. And the lev is supposed to be at the whim of the Rebbe in order to train the lev in order to know what to do with itself, how to be a tzaddik. Because if you leave the lev, just do whatever it wants, so it's going to be running after taivas all day long. You have to be able to train the lev to know what a real taiva is, what the real purpose of this world is. It's like if a person wants to, as he's younger, so then all he wants is candy, sugar, and ice cream. As he gets older, he starts to realize that there's much better pleasures out there. And if you train somebody to have a real palate for really good taste, let's say he knows how to taste and discern tastes of gourmet food or fine wines, whatever it is, so they can't be soivel b'chalal, the taste of sugar and candy and all that junk. There's a certain sophistication that a person has as he gets older. So Mamela, that's the Seder. The Lev is really supposed to be Melech, but we entrust the Malchus to the hands of the Mayach, and the Mayach is supposed to guide like a Rebbe, and to guide the Lev in order to be Mekabel the Malchus truly once the Lev emerges from its captivity from the hands of the Klipa. That's why, of course, the Mayach is higher than the Lev. That circumstantially, the Rebbe is higher than the Talmud. But ultimately, the Rebbe wants to raise the Talmud to be even a higher Madriga than he was. It's the whole Indian and Pnimius Hatzarah, how it is that although in Chitzonius we say there's a Hiskatnus Hadaros, but in Pnimius we always say that's not the case, that there's always this Achshar Dara, that it's always getting better in Pnimius, which is why the last generation of Makabal Pnimius Shech Tzidkeinu, we say about that Evan Masu Habayinim Hayesadu Ashpina, that the Nukva, which is the Malchus, will go even higher than the Zachar. And that's really what we're coming to. We see this Seder of first entrusting the Lev with the Malchus and realizing that it can't be and giving it over to the Mayach, and the Mayach is supposed to guide the Lev to become the Malchus truly as an Eved Hashem by Yosef, for example. That really the Malchus belongs to Yehuda. And that was the brother's complaints against Yosef. Why are you trying to be Melech? Hamaloch timloch aleinu yimashal tim shobanu? But the Oymek Inyan is that Yaakov gave over that Malchus to Yosef. Why did he give it to Yosef? Because he saw, for whatever reason, that Yehuda was not really ready yet to be Mekabel the Malchus. And so Yosef is supposed to be Melech temporarily. And the Torah gives you a circumstance where you see that Yehuda wasn't ready to be Mekabel the Malchus, that although he saved Yosef's life, he sold Yosef. And then the Torah brings us to that place where Yosef is, Kimat bin Chaytev, Beth Tamar. We have instances, Vayerid Yehuda Meisachav. Yehuda is going down. Yehuda is not yet ready to be Mekabel that Malchus. And that's why Hashem gave it to Yosef. But it was only a temporary giving over the Malchus to Yosef until Yehuda is ready to be Mekabel that Malchus. And when do we see that Yehuda is ready to be Mekabel that Malchus? Where he says, and he accepts responsibility for Binyamin, and he says, Anoichi Erevenu Miyadi Tevakshenu. When he says that, Anoichi Erevenu, then he becomes the Melech. And it's from that place that he approaches Yosef, who he thinks is Safnas Paneis, Vayigash, Eilav Yehuda. Yehuda becomes before him. And the Chazal said that this is a battle of Malachim. This is a battle of kings. This is the battle of the Lei versus the Moyach. And of course, who wins? Yehuda wins. He's approaching Yosef to take back his Malchus. And if Yosef's not going to give it to him, then Yehuda's going to take it from him. Because really the Malchus belongs to Yehuda. Because the Malchus was only given to Yosef temporarily. But now Yehuda is ready to get it. Now that he's displayed his Anoichi Avenu, that he's ready to be Melech, so he approaches Yosef and he says, this belongs to me. I'm the true brother who is the Melech. It's time to give back that Malchus. And he succeeds in that. And he's Mevatel himself. Because Yehuda is now that Lev, which is no longer, which has that Orlas Alev. He's Megal de Elokus. Because he's Anoichi Avenu Dikayid. He's a Tzadka Mimeni Dikayid. He's Megala, that Elokus of the Lev, which is even higher than the Mayach. So therefore, it really belongs to Yehuda, and is only given over to Yosef, who's the Mayach temporarily. That's why Yosef is like the Kohen Gadol. Yosef is the Bechin of the Kohen Gadol. And Yehuda is the Melech. And now it's time for him to be machniyah and to give back that malchus to the hands of Yehuda. That's how we know Yehuda, Yosef, is keneged the lulav, which is Yesod, and Yesod runs all the way up to the top, which is the brain. It can't be mayrach now how you see that Yosef is the mayach and Yehuda is the lev. But this is dvar miduim. We find the same thing also by Shaul and David HaMelech. That really the malchus belongs to Beis David, which comes from Yehuda. And of course Hashem gave over the malchus to Shaul, who comes from the house of Binyamin. And the reason why he gave it over to Binyamin, because Binyamin is from Shaul, because Shaul is Mishevet Binyamin. And Binyamin has a shaychus to Yehuda, Anochi Yevenu, they're really like one. So really not like Abimamish left the hands of Yehuda. It was only borrowed, which is why his name is Shaul. It's being borrowed temporarily, the malchus biyad Shaul. But when it came time that David HaMelech was fit, that he should be Melech, that there was somebody from Shevet to be Melech, so Hashem said, this Malchus only belongs to Shaul temporarily, it really belongs to Yehuda, which is to David HaMelech. But Shaul was Mo'il B'Malchus. That when it came time to give it to David HaMelech, he lost sight of the fact that this really belongs to David, this doesn't belong to me. And he fought David tooth and nail to be able to hold on to that Malchus. And that he was Mo'il B'Malchus in that regard. But you have to understand that really it belongs to Yehuda, but the lev has to be right to be makabel. If it's not right to be makabel, it goes temporarily to the mayach, which is Shaul. Shaul is bechinas mayach. But once that melech is, that lev is ready for malchus, the mayach has to remember and to realize why it was given to him. To raise David HaMelech. And Shaul certainly raised David HaMelech. He was his son-in-law. He was the one who was ma'ale him. He killed Goliath and he brought him into his home. Right? He succeeded in raising David HaMelech to be that. But now that it was time to give over that malchus and to realize that your job is over being his rabbi, you have to give it over to the Talmud. It was very hard. The one who truly succeeded in that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he raised Yoshua to be his Talmud. He was his Talmud Mavak. And it came time, now with Moshe, to give over that malchus to Yoshua. And he did it. And Chazal said that when Moshe wanted to come into Eretz Yisrael, as a Talmud of Yoshua, he was willing to do. So Hashem tested him out, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't do it, it's not worth it, it's better to die 1,000 deaths than to have a kina afas. That was the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was willing to give over that malchus to Yehoshua when it was time to do so. And the same thing is true by the Chashmonaim. The Ramban says that although the Chashmonaim were amazing and that they were able to oust the malchus of Yavan, and to restore the glory of the Beis HaMikdash, to mechanech the Beis HaMikdash. So the Ramban says in Parshas Vayechi, so why was the entire Beis Chashmonai wiped out, the Mamash exterminated? So he comes up with the Chiddush, Gevaldik HaChiddush, that they were over in the Isser of Lo Yasur Shevim Yehuda. But what's the Inyan? The Inyan is that the Chashmonai were given the Malchus temporarily, because there was nobody fit in Beis Yehuda to have it. But you have to realize that when it comes time to give the malchus back, because the lev is roi lekach, so that's when you do so. Then it has to be that way. But they were stubborn, and again, they were mo'il b'malchus. They were mo'il b'malchus in that they didn't go over the malchus back to the lev, and the lev is right to be makabalit. The Indian is that there's an akuda within the lev which is even higher than the mayach. This is the Indian of Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim means that, of course, the hand is connected to Tefillin Shel Riyad, which is connected to the lave. And what happens is that the hands have a tumma on them. But when you use mayim to wash the hands, so then when you wash the hands, what you do is it's like you're washing the lave. And you're cleaning the lave from its lichlich. And when you do so, and you make a bracha, and you say, Netilas Yadayim, so you raise your hands like above your head. Not mamish above your head, but like above your head, as if to show that although the hands, circumstantially, they're lower than the mayach, there's a mile of the mayach has over the lev, but once you wash your hands, so then you make that bracha, suydechem koydesh, yivarchu es Hashem, you raise them up even higher than the mayach, which means to say that although in chitzonius, it would seem that the mayach is higher than the lev, look at the body, mipsoyech seloka, the head is higher than the mayach, the head is higher than the lev, but no, when you bring down that mayim, and you wash the hands, which is the lev, you're megalah the nakud, the pini of the lev, which is even higher than the mayach. That the lev is able to be masik in yonim, which even the mayach can't be masik. That's called netilas yadayim. And this is the nakud within the lev, which is called, as Chazal referred to it, as tzur levavi v'chel ki elokim. That the lev has a place of elokos. That there are things that the lev can be masik, which the Mayach can't be masik. That although the Mayach is very good at understanding details and understanding Dvarim Shebigvul and Betzimtzum, the Lev is able to be masik things which are Ein Sof. Because there's a certain Seichel that the Lev has that the Mayach can't be masik. If you want to say it in other terms, we spoke about before of Shtayim and Echad. That the Mayach is very good at understanding Shtayim. But the Lev is very good at understanding Echad. The Chazal say on the Pasuk, Noida Basharim Bara, Kol Echad Echad Kefum Shi'uri Delibe. That each person has a hasag of the Ribbono Shel Olam according to that which his heart is able to be masik. That the heart is able to be masik, the achdus and the oneness of Hashem, whereas the details and the nekudas and the protius in Yonim, that's really the job of the Mayach. So therefore what we see from here is that there's the Lev, and because the Lev isn't Roy Lakach, it's given over to the Seichel, and then when the Seichel is Mezachich the Lev, then the Lev has a certain intuition of Elokus, which is even higher than the Mayach, but that the Mayach can't even understand the Hanhagas of the Lev. That's why many times by the Chassidim, and this is very true, and this is really the Derech of Chassidus, very much based upon this, is that Chassidus is really the idea of being Megal the Nekuda that the Lev has, which is even higher than the Mayach. And that's why the Tzadikim, even Litvash Tzadikim, they didn't, which is, they were Gevaldik Bali Mayachin, big Bali Seichel, they couldn't understand the Darachim of the Chassidus Tzadikim. They had lots of kashas on them. The whole Indian Chassidim had to question the Tzadik, because the Tzadik has a certain intuition, which is a gutlich, which is a lukustik, which the Mayach can't be masik, the Halacha can't be masik such a thing. But it comes from a place which is a lukus, which a Bal Seichel can't be masik because he's coming from the Mayach, whereas a tzaddik has a certain halig intuition which even the seichel can't be masik. Now, forgive me for going quickly. Just had to squeeze in a lot in the last moments here. That's why we find in davening, we said before, Vayas lahem batim, bat gehuna, bat malchus, we say, Beis Yisrael baruch hu es Hashem. That's called the melucha, which is the hands of the melech Yisrael. Then we say, Beis Aharon baruch hu es Hashem. That's keneged the kahuna, the keneged the mayach. But then we go back and we say, Yirei Hashem, Baruch Hu Es Hashem. That Yirei Hashem is considered to be the place within the Lev, which is even higher than the Beis Aharon. That really the Beis Aharon is higher than the Beis Yisrael. The kahuna is higher than a Yisrael. But there's a place within Yisrael, which is Knesset Yisrael, which is even higher than the kahuna, that even the kahuna gets its kedusha from the nekuda of the pnimis of Knesset Yisrael. That's called Yirei Hashem, Baruch Hu Es Hashem. That's the meaning of David HaMelech. David HaMelech, that although in the Chitzonius he seemed to be lower than Shaul, when he's Megal his Elokos, that Nekud of David HaMelech, he's even higher than Shaul. That's really the Inyan of Tefillin. That the whole Inyan of Tefillin is to be Miyached, the Lev and the Mayach. Like we said before, that really it's two which is one which is two. Like we say by the Shemesh and the Yareach, that ultimately what we're really striving towards is Shnei Malachim Ishtamshim B'Keser Echad. The two tefillin, which is really one. That's why we begin with the Lev. We begin with the Lev because the Lev is really the Melech. But then we realize that the Lev by itself is not Roy Lekach to be Melech. So what do? Then we go, we do the Kesher Shal Yad, and then we go ahead and we put on the tefillin Shal Rosh. We're giving over the Malchus to the Tfilin Shal Rosh, that the Rosh has to train the Tfilin Shal Yad to know how to be a Melech. And as soon as you put on that Malchus on the Keser Shal Rosh, the Tfilin Shal Rosh, that's not the end. Then you go back to the Tfilin Shal Yad. What that represents, going back to the Tfilin Shal Yad, is that really the Malchus belongs to the Yad. And that's the giving over of the Malchus that was given over to the Rosh, to Yosef, to Shaul, to the Chashmonaim, and giving it back to the Lev once it's Megalis Nekuda of Tzvi Levavi Elokim, Tzvi Levavi V'chelki Elokim. So when that happens, that when the Lev is machni itself to the Rosh, that it should train it, and then the Rosh realizes that I'm not really the Melech, and I give it back to the Lev, that's already Shnei Melechim Ashtamashim B'Keser Echon, and really that's when two Tzvillim become one. There's a Yichud of the Lev and the Mayach that they really want. That was the remez that I thought of when I was by the Hanachas Tefillin with my son, that really we call Tefillin. Tefillin means two Tefillin, but really we say Tefillin Shal Rosh, Tefillin Shal Yad. The correct way to say it is Tefillah Shal Yad and Tefillah Shal Rosh. That there's really one. So that's why David HaMelech says, Va'ani Sfila. Right? Sfila means one Tefillin. that by David HaMelech says, by me there's not two tefillin, there's only one tefillin, for anis tefila. Because David HaMelech is connected this nekudah within the pnimius halev, which is even higher than Shaul. That's why it's interesting. When the Gemara brings the raya, how do you know that a Kohen Gadol is secondary to the Melech, that the Melech is koydim the Kohen Gadol? It brings a pasuk by David HaMelech. What does it say? The pasuk says, "Vayomer lehem k'chu imachem es avdi adoneichem." David says, the pasuk is by David. And the Meforshim point out, the Radak and the others, they point out that David HaMelech doesn't say, "Es avadai, take my servants." He says, "Es avdi adoneichem." Why is he talking in third person here? But the truth is that David HaMelech was completely bottle. He was completely iron. It was like he spoke about himself in third person. He was really a piece of Hashem. And he referred to himself in third person. This guy David, go ahead and do take care of his stuff for him. There were tzaddikim, like the mayor from Parmash Lan, he referred to himself as mayor. He didn't say, never said I. There was only one I by him. That was Ribbono Shel Olam. So why by David? Why is that the proof that you see that a melech is higher than a Kohen Gadol? Because really the Kohen Gadol is higher than the melech. The melech is higher than the lev. When there's only chisonius alev, but when you megad the pinius alev, like David HaMelech, that malchus of David HaMalchus, that melech, that malchus is higher than Kohen Gadol. That's why David says, "Va'ani tefila." By me, there's only one tefillin. There's only one tefillin, not two. So the remez is that tefila, which is 515, is gematria rosh yad. Rosh is 501, yad is 14, right? And yad is gematria David, of course. So that together, yad rosh is gematria tefila, which means one tefillin. "Va'ani tefila," David HaMelech says. And that's the seed advarim in Avedas Hashem. The pre tzaddik, the Rav Tzaddik points out that what was Korach's mistake? Vayikach Korach. Why did he take the kahuna? Why did he try to take the malchus? Teretz is because he thought that everything which he thinks about is elokos. That every intuition which he has that really comes from Hashem. That he thought he was on such a tzaddik, on such a madriga, that for the fact that he had a ratzon to take the kahuna, to take the malchus, that means that it was from Hashem. What's the mistake there? The mistake there is that if you just let the lev just be the melech, just as is, without being machnir yourself first to the mayach, then the lev is not melech, he's not right to be melech, and that was Korach's mistake. He had to be mevatel himself first to motion to Aharon. And then if he were to be mevatel himself to motion Aharon first, then he would be able to come to a place, maybe even higher than motion Aharon. Maybe he was right, in his pshimis he was higher than motion Aharon. Tzadik atamar yifroch, the Arizal says. But only after you mevatel yourself to motion to Aharon, like David Naviu, they were higher than motion Aharon, Rashi says in this week's parasha, in Shemini. Bikrovaya Kadesh, they were even higher than motion Aharon. But what was their problem? They were more halacha b'fnei rabbi. They were machni themselves properly to Moshe. If you were machni yourself to your Rebbe completely, can you become to a place which is even higher than your Rebbe, the Moshe. That was the mistake of Nadav and Aviu. And the mistake of Korach too. First you have to be mevatel, your lev to the mayach, and then the mayach will make you higher than the mayach itself. So that was Korach's mistake. He took the malchus and the kahuna, but he didn't know the secret of how to be misnahig with the malchus and the kahuna. The first Malchus has to mevatel himself to the kahuna, and then the kahuna will give back the malchus to the malchus. That's called tefillah, which is gematria, yad, and rosh. Understanding this coming together, this achdus, this unification, when it comes to tefillah, of understanding in this parsha, the inyan of how really two, which is one, which is two. And Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us to open up our hearts in such a way, b'zeichet mimagalda, that tefillah vavi v'chel kilogim, magalda v'nekud v'lekos. And Hashem shows the whole world the secret of Shnei Malachim Mishtamshim B'Kesu Echa B'Yizkoyel Tzedek M'Yevim Menu Amen.